So I'm still at the Guardian Megas. I think all the awards have been made. I'm talking to
Ewan McIntosh.
Now, Ewan McIntosh was one of the, well, was the first, actually, a commissioner for 4IP.
I was the only member of staff at 4IP for a good 2.5 months, yeah.
And you're not there anymore?
No. At Christmas time, Santa Claus decided that I was going to do something different. And I've created a new company doing something very similar for about 80% of the time and going back to my education roots for another 20% of the time.
You've got a suit on. It's the first time I've ever seen you in a suit.
Yeah, I'm doing a good job of spilling the champagne on it to reclaim my jeans and t-shirt domain. But no, I'm working at the moment on a couple of interesting ideas behind how you invest in companies. With 4IP, we certainly made a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of successes. One of the advantages of being part of that from the beginning is being able to look back on it and see how we could maybe try different things out. I'm hoping, with lots of crossed toes, that what I'm working with my clients on will breed a new kind of company that's prepared to take even greater risks for even greater rewards.
And how's that going? You've been, 2 months now?
2.5 months, and Northern Film and Media has been my first main client. They're the one who I've been doing most work with. We launched the first ever iPad fund, part gimmick, perhaps, but it's generated more interest in Northern Film Media as a digital media company than anything before. But also, we've had some fantastic ideas coming in from people we would never have heard of before. And we're also looking at how quite traditional storytellers, which is Northern Film Media's traditional playground, how can they tell news stories using open data? And we've got an announcement to make on that in a few weeks' time, but we're not quite there yet. Sorry.
And you've had a win tonight.
We had a huge win, yeah. One of the projects I was helped commission and develop when I was with the 4IP, called Mirror Me, won its award tonight for the gadget and apps category. And Ideonic, the company behind it, very small startup, very young startup out of Middlesbrough. They're absolutely over the moon to have won this tonight, but they're also now one of my client companies, someone who I'm trying to build up into greater and bigger things. It's a company set to go places, maybe not in the same domain actually as Mirror Me, in other very profitable landscapes though. So watch this space with that one. We'll be announcing some stuff with them hopefully later in the year.